Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Dom time. And, you know, we pride ourselves with all the great people we're in touch with. Try to take you inside before disaster strikes. My big fear in places like Montgomery County, looking at some of the absentee ballot nonsense, etc., is it's going to be very, very difficult to rein this in. I think the public is owed a result on election night, and by that I mean into election morning, don't you? Meaning that we ought to have enough staff, infrastructure, whatever it takes. Polls close at 8 o'clock, say out of Montgomery County, right? Don't you think by even if it's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, we ought to have that result? Because every day that goes by that we put off hearing that, you can just imagine if Pennsylvania, maybe one other state, will determine. It's not just Trump, Biden. To me, it's the fate of our country. Big time. Second to no point in history that I have any living memory of. All right, someone that's weighted with this task to preserve the Republic is out there in Montgomery County. She's the chair of the Montgomery County Republicans. Liz Priate-Havey joins us again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me.
So I don't know how you have a moment to waste. You have to save the Republic. That's what it comes down to. You and a couple of your colleagues, because you know, Montgomery County, I think this time in the primary, had some difficulty with the vote. What have you found?
Well, Dom, the vote is still not final. We are 2.5 weeks out, and Montgomery County officials are still counting ballots. And that is absolutely unacceptable. Yeah. So think about that. Allegheny County had over 200,000 mail-in ballots, and they counted everything and the provisional ballots. Everything was done within 24 hours. Montgomery County had 159,000 mail-in ballots and also provisional ballots, and they're still counting. So they did finish the mail-in ballots the other day, but they're still counting provisionals, and it's just unacceptable. So what we have been spending the time doing is, one, we have to watch over the count, getting volunteers to do that. And two, we've been compiling a very detailed report of complaints. And we have a summary now that we are going to be taking to the majority leaders in the House and the Senate. We haven't released it yet, but it will be probably released on Monday, if not later today. So we found a ton of irregularities. Some of the press, the Inquirer, did write about the 10,000 incorrect mail-in ballots that were sent. The ballots themselves had incorrect instructions. They also wrote about the fact that there were 2,000 ballots. They say 2,000. The county says there was 2,000 ballots that were mailed to the wrong people. So if you were a Republican, you got a Democrat ballot. We have dozens or at least more than that of complaints of that situation. In fact, we had one gentleman who reached out to us who said he applied for a Republican ballot. Instead, his 5 Democrat ballots came to his house for people that were not, who didn't live at the home.
Slow down on that one. 5, yeah. And he's a Republican. 5, not one, but 5. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that's just anecdotal, but pretty consistent with the tons of complaints that we've received about the mail-in ballots. And the number that was given to us of that there were about 2,000 incorrect ballots, We don't know if that's true or not, but that's what the county said. But there needs to be an audit done to figure out really what did happen there. We also know that the county did say that they had a big delay in mailing ballots. They blamed the vendor. The vendor blamed the Department of State. But there was at least 2.5 weeks from our count, we think more than that, of a delay, which meant that a lot of people weren't able to vote at all. And that's because even though they did put up the drop boxes, which had issues of their own, you know, assisted living facilities all over the county were told that if people that live there, that if they left to vote or to even go to the drop box, they could not come back for 2 weeks. So we tons of people who didn't even have a vote count. And the drop boxes themselves were an issue. You know, there's supposed to be a security guard there. And we, you know, we pushed very hard in writing to make sure that the law was upheld, that the security guard did not allow ballot harvesting, that there would not be, someone couldn't dump 10 ballots in the box. Well, we found that that didn't really happen. That some, you know, with pictures of people where the security guard sitting in the car, we have reports of people saying I was able to drop off 3 ballots and nobody said anything to me in the drop boxes. So then that takes us to Election Day. We had issues on Election Day. Several townships that are Republican leaning townships ran out of Republican ballots in the primary. There are plenty of Democrat ballots available, but there weren't enough Republican ballots. So people came and there actually wasn't a ballot for them to fill out. So that what happened was that everyone was freaked out. The county said use the provisional ballot. Well, there was also an issue with the provisional ballots for Republicans. The provisional ballots for Republicans had the word sample written in huge letters across the ballot. The Democrat provisional ballot didn't have that. And I'll tell you, you know, there's more stuff. Tabulation. This is really important. We were not told by the county that Republicans didn't have any way to check whether these absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, were of voters. So normally, and the prior law said that absentee ballots would be given to people at the polls. At the end of the night, the absentee ballots are counted. The judge of elections, everybody checks whether those people, the signatures match, whether they are actually registered voters. But we had no say in that. So at the polls, and under the old law, the Republicans got to watch all of that and be a part of that. Well, the county this time said, when we came for tabulation, they said, we've already checked that. So you can basically watch us open the envelopes and scan the ballots. But in terms of all of those that we collected, we've already determined all these ballots are legit. So that's unacceptable. And that's something, you know, you have to go to court over. And I'm told that didn't happen in every other county. You know, you think about when Allegheny County has a process where they're able to count everything on time. And apparently Philadelphia also did count their ballots a lot faster than Montgomery County. They're complete as well. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be asking for there to be an investigation. Listen, Dom, I can't say that there was any fraud, but I can say that there are a lot of voters who are worried about what happened. Republicans that were disenfranchised. We only had, as it is, 37,000 Republicans get vote by mail-in ballot, where the Democrats had 122,000. So our people clearly are already not confident in the process, and the way this went down is just going to make them more uncomfortable. And I think it behooves Montgomery County, the commissioners, voter services, to make people feel comfortable that this process, their vote is going to count, that people are not going to be disenfranchised. So we're asking for an audit of voter services. We believe that the whole system needs to be revamped. We think there should be a national search for somebody with experience in mail-in ballots. Lots of other states have had this for a long time. We need somebody to come in with experience. They may need different scanners. Like Allegheny has a different system. They may need to get different scanners for Election Day so they can get this done faster. But we're also going to be asking the legislature to take some action, and hopefully we'll have a different process in the fall, because right now we were not provided with a fair election.
Exactly. I will say one silver lining. Having you there gives me hope, and listeners should hear this. And if it happened during this, which is a much lesser event than the election of our lifetime, Liz, my goodness, and it's unacceptable. You said if Philadelphia can do it, as corrupt as I believe and inefficient as they are, Montgomery County is much more affluent, educated, all those things. They ought to be able to run rings around something like Philadelphia. So thank you. Thanks for bringing it to us first, and we'll continue talking about this as you push it forward.
Yeah, happy to do that, Dom.
Thank you, Liz. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.